Title: Shape an immense style fill for VHS rave color in Ableton Live 12 beginner. Alright, let's build a classic immense style 1 bar fill, but give it that VHS rave flavor. Think crunchy 90s sampler, a hint of tapeware, a tiny warehouse room and still tight and modern enough to sit inside a rolling drum and bass mix. We're staying 100% stock in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing this as a mixing focused move. That's important, because fills are where a lot of beginner mixes fall apart. They get loud, they get messy, and suddenly the drop feels smaller. Our goal is the opposite. The fill feels urgent and characterful, but bar 9 beat 1 hits clean and confident. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to a DNB friendly range, 172 to 175 BPM. I like 174, so let's park it there. Now make a simple drum groove so you can judge the fill in context. A basic two-step is perfect. Kick and snare doing the main job, and some hats to give you motion. Teacher note, mixing a fill in solo is a trap. In solo, you'll keep adding grit and reverb because it feels cool. Then you unsolo and it disappears under the bass, or it smears your snare. So keep the bass and main snare around while you work, even if it's just placeholders. Now let's get an amen style fill into live. You've got two options. Option A is fastest. Use audio. Drag an amen break, or any jungle break, onto an audio track. Open the clip and set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transient, and make sure transient loop mode is off. Now find a 1-bar section you want to treat as your fill, ideally at bar 8, so the fill happens right before the loop resets or before your drop. Option B gives more control. Slice to MIDI. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slice to drum rack preset, and slice by transient. Now every hit becomes a pad in a drum rack, and you can reprogram the fill with MIDI. If you're a beginner, start with the audio approach today. Slicing is awesome, but it's a rabbit hole. You can always graduate to it next. Next, shape the timing so it actually feels amen-ish. Classic amen fill energy comes from quick snare doubles, kick to snare syncopation, and those tiny rush moments right before the downbeat. That's the jungle tension. If you're using audio, you can use warp markers or duplicate tiny regions in the last half bar so it gets busier. The key rule: the final hit must land cleanly on bar 9 beat 1, your reset point. If your fill lands late, the whole groove feels like it trips. If you're using sliced MIDI, program the fill as mostly 16 THS, then sprinkle a couple 30-second note stutters right at the end. And definitely add velocity variation. Quiet ghost hits, louder accents. The accents are what the listener remembers. The ghosts are what make it roll. Arrangement tip: try placing this 1-bar fill on bar 8 every 8 bars. Then, later in your track, do a shorter variation every 16 bars to keep energy without overusing the same moment. Cool! Now we build the processing chain that gives us that VHS rave color without destroying the mix. We're going to use, in order, EQ8, Drum Bus, Redux, Hybrid Reverb, and Glue Compressor. Let's start with EQ8, because breaks can be absolute low-end chaos. Insert EQ8 first on the fill track. Set a high-pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 120 to 170 Hz. If your break is really rumbly, don't be scared to go even higher, like 200. In drum and bass, your sub and your main kick own the true low end. The fill is mostly mid and high percussion in the mix. Then find that boxy area around 250 to 450 Hz and cut it by about 2 to 4 dB with a wide Q. This is the cardboard zone that makes breaks feel cloudy. If you want more crack and presence, add a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. And if it's getting harsh or hissy, do a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz. Coach note: if the fill sounds exciting in solo but disappears when the bass plays, usually the fix is more clarity in the 2 to 5 kHz zone, or less mud around 300 to 600 Hz. The fix is often not more distortion. Distortion can actually flatten your transients and make the fill feel smaller. Next up, Drum Bus. This is your punch and density stage. Place Drum Bus after EQ8. Start with drive around 8 to 15%. Push it until it feels alive, but don't just crank it because it's fun. Add crunch around 5 to 15% for gritty harmonics. Set boom to off or very low, especially for fills. Boom can wreck low-end clarity and fight the actual kick and sub. Now the big one. Transients. Try anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20. This helps the hits pop forward even if we later degrade them with redux. If it gets fizzy, turn up damp a bit, like 10 to 30%, and then level match the output. Don't let it trick you with loudness. A louder signal always feels better for 5 seconds. Quick troubleshooting tip. If drum bus starts blurring the hits, don't automatically lower drive first. Try lowering crunch first. Then, if needed, add a tiny EQ bump around 4 to 6 kHz to bring definition back. Now we go for the VHS sampler grit. Redux. Drop redux after drum bus. Start subtle. Set bit reduction to around 10 to 12 bits. Set sample rate to around 10 to 18 kHz. That's where you start hearing that crunchy, decimated edge that feels like old hardware and bad transfers in the best way. Now here's a huge workflow win. Automate redux so it really hits only during the fill. You want your main drums clean, but the fill can glitch out and get grimy. If you want an instant tape chew moment, make redux heavier in the last 2 beats of the fill. Even better, automate sample rate to drop quickly right at the end. For example, you can go from about 16 kHz down to 8 or 10 kHz for the last 8th note, then snap back to normal on the downbeat. And remember our golden rule, the downbeat reset should be pristine. If you do nothing else today, do this. On bar 9 beat 1, redux intensity snaps back clean. That clean reset is what makes the drop feel like it slams. Next, we add a tiny rave room with hybrid reverb. Place hybrid reverb after redux. We want short ambience, not a huge wash. Choose algorithmic or a tight convolution room if you prefer. Set decay to about 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay, keep it minimal, 0 to 10 milliseconds. Then filter the reverb. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz so it's not adding mud. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it stays vintage and doesn't get splashy. Keep dry slash wet low, 5 to 12%. This is break in a room energy, not EDM hall. Extra mix note, ambience can widen your fill really quickly. If your mix loses punch, insert utility before hybrid reverb and reduce width to about 60 to 90%. That keeps the center strong and stops the fill from smearing out to the sides. Now we control peaks with glue compressor. This is mixing discipline. Put glue compressor at the end of the chain. Set attack to about 3 milliseconds. Set release to auto, or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds if you want manual control. Ratio at 4 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest fill hits. Keep makeup off at first, and manually level match. The point is not to crush the fill. The point is to stop it from spiking and masking your lead snare and bass. Quick sanity target. In a typical DNB mix, the fill track often sits 2 to 6 dB quieter than the main snare. It can still feel loud because it's busy. If it's dominating, pull it down. Let the motion do the work. Now let's make it behave like a real transition, with a little automation. Here are a few easy but powerful moves. You can bump the fill track volume up 1 or 2 dB during the fill if it needs help, but only if it's not already stepping on the snare. Automate redux intensity, so it increases in the final half bar, or just the last 2 beats. Automate reverb dry slash wet to rise slightly into the last hit, then cut back to dry right on the downbeat. And a classic lift. Automate the EQ high pass so it sweeps upward during the fill. For example, start around 120 Hz and move up toward 250 Hz by the end. That creates tension and makes the downbeat feel heavier when the low end returns. One more classic drum and bass trick. Add a tiny negative space cut. Right before bar 9, dip the fill volume for the last 1/16 to 1/8 note. That micro silence makes the downbeat feel bigger than any extra distortion ever will. Optional upgrade if you want extra control, build a parallel clean and dirty rack. Select your effects chain and group it into an audio effect rack. Make 2 chains. One chain is clean. EQ and light drum bus. The other chain is dirty. EQ, heavier drum bus, redux, reverb, glue. Then blend the chain volumes. This is how you keep punch and clarity while still getting that jungle flavor. And if you want a really slick extra, make a return track called VHS Air. On that return, put a very short hybrid reverb, then a light redux, then an EQ8 high pass up around 2 to 4 kHz. Send only the fill into it quietly. It creates a hissy halo around the hits without washing out your main signal. Now, quick list of common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end in the break. Your sub will collapse and the whole mix gets cloudy. Don't overdo redux until it's fizzy and flat. If it starts sounding like sand, pull it back. Or put in EQ after redux with a gentle low pass around 10 to 14 kHz and maybe a small dip around 7 to 9 kHz. Don't use long reverb tails. That smears the groove and kills drop impact. And always level match when adding saturation and compression. Loud is not the same as better. Let's wrap with a quick mini practice you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Build an 8-bar drum loop at 174 BPM. Place a 1-bar amen fill at bar 8. Apply this chain on the fill track. EQ8 with a high pass at 150 Hz and a small dip around 350 Hz. Drum bus with drive at 12%. Transient at plus 10. Crunch at 10%. Redux at 11 bits and 14 kHz sample rate. Hybrid reverb with 0.5 seconds decay. 8% dry slash wet. Low cut at 300 Hz. High cut at 8 kHz. Glue compressor at 4:1. 3ms attack. Auto release. Aiming for about 2 dB of gain reduction. Then automate redux so it gets stronger in the last 2 beats of the fill. Export a 16-bar snippet and listen on headphones, then at low volume, and if you can, on a small speaker. Your goal is simple. The fill reads clearly everywhere, but the downbeat feels cleaner than the fill. Recap. You shaped an immense style fill that hits like jungle, but mixes like modern drum and bass. EQ8 cleaned and placed it. Drum bus added punch. Redux delivered that VHS sampler grime. Hybrid reverb gave a tight rave room, and glue kept it controlled so the drop still slams. If you tell me what your main sub-style is, like clean sign, Reese, or foghorn ish, and whether your main snare is bright or thick, I can suggest exact EQ notch zones so the fill never masks the most important parts of your drop.